From WBEZ Chicago, it's a special pledge drive edition of This American Life. I'm Ira Glass. And because of coronavirus, everybody on our staff on the radio show is working from home right now. Lots of companies are doing that, of course. What that means in a practical way right now is that I'm speaking to you literally from a closet at home. This is something that people do to record sometimes, the clothes blow sound. That's hangers and clothes. It's very tight in here. Anyway, so I am here. You are there. It's the pledge drive. We're trying to raise money for this radio station. And I just want to say the journalists on our staff and the journalists in public radio are still hard at work right now, even those of us who are working out of our homes. Just at this moment when so many schools are canceled and so many public events are canceled and so many businesses are closed, we are still on the radio. And thinking about what to play for you this hour during the pledge drive, I thought I would just start with something lighter. I mean, everything has been so, so hard. And so I'm going to play you this thing. This seemed to be everybody's favorite story from a show that we did a few months back about Delight. And we just felt like at that point, the news was so dark, we thought some counter programming might be nice. And Delight seemed like the most radical counter programming we could put out there. And so I'm going to play you this story. It's very short, actually, but it's full of things that are kind of off the table for most of us right now, like kids going to school and kids riding buses. But they will be back at some point, right? Anyway, here is one of our producers, Robin Semyon.
Cole has been looking forward to this exact moment for years. More than kindergarten or his first day at school, taking the bus to Cole is epic. So one morning this past September, with his new sneakers and Batman backpack on, Cole and I walked down our driveway.
I just can't wait. I'm a bus rider now.
What happened to old Cole?
Yeah, old Cole is dead now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when we get old, really old, we start to die.
Well, these are very deep thoughts for the bus.
Riding the bus to Cole was not about riding the bus. It meant he was gaining on his big sister, Josie. She's 10. Getting a hair closer to that mysterious, frustratingly out-of-reach thing that she has. Autonomy.
Now, wait for the bus here.
Wait. No, we're going to walk down to the bus stop together. Come on.
Why?
Because that's where the bus comes to get us. Down on the corner. Did you know that?
No.
For a kid obsessed with this trip, he's surprisingly vague on some of the details.
See the tree?
Yeah. What tree?
That tree right down there on the corner.
Yeah.
That's our tree.
That's our tree?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to wait there?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how Josie does it every day?
That's how she does it every single day. That's how she's been doing it for 3 years.
What?
I know, now it's your turn.
Yeah, and now it's not her turn.
We get to the corner and wait. And pretty soon.
I think I hear a bus.
You do?
Oh, it was just that car.
Cole wills the bus to come sooner, like everyone at every bus stop ever has done.
I think I heard my bus. It sounded different. I think I heard it.
I don't think so yet, bub.
And then more waiting. Cole's mood dips. He has doubts.
But what if there's not a spot for me in the bus?
Oh, there'll be a spot for you. They know you're coming. We told them you're coming, okay?
Okay. Who's taking up that bus? It's taking too long for me. We've been here for like over an hour.
It's been 10 minutes.
And it's taking too long. It's taking crappy long.
Crappy long?
Yes.
That's not something that you say.
Crappy.
No, we don't say that.
Fine.
I'm a little worried that maybe Cole has overimagined the bus ride and it won't live up. That years of anticipation will only disappoint him in the end. And then, rounding the corner.
The bald bus driver. Oh, man.
That's my bus! It's really on!
Stand to the side. Okay, let's go.
Cole tears past me and up the bus steps like it was nothing. He's daring, I think to myself.
Bye, Mom.
Cole stood for a second longer, facing the rows of seats and kids, taking it all in. Completely lit up.
I can't believe it! I want the bus! Yes! Yes, it's my first time!
He's fine. Better than fine.
Now this is what I'm talking about.
Robin Semyon and Cole. Here on Public Radio, we're trying to document what is really happening around this country in all of its details. And in normal times, you know, normalish times, that can mean a kid riding the bus. In a moment like we're in right now, it can mean documenting something like, for example, there's a story that we're working on this week that I was working on earlier this morning where it's a girl in Ohio who has four family members in her house who are sick with COVID-19. Four out of seven. And she explained in the story that we're putting together the details of life for them. Like, for example, to stay as safe as possible, the way they do it is that they each stay in their own rooms. And then when one of them wants to come out to the bathroom or the kitchen, not only do they wipe down every surface they touch, but they text everybody else just to be sure that nobody else is in any of those rooms. And I bring that up to say, like, this is a moment right now where we all need up-to-the-minute factual information about what is happening in the world. But also, can I say, speaking for myself, I want a sense of what people are going through. You know, I want to know how people are doing and what they're facing and how does it feel to them. I want to know what's happening in the world to people. And these next few months, we are sure to face more difficult news. Help us give that to you. Help us give you this picture of the world. Your help has never been more crucial. Here's how to pledge.